24. In Class A boys, Lennox at 46, but just a half point ahead to Sioux Falls Christian, 45.5. Then Hill City, 37. Custer, 25. Millbake, 19. Round out the top five. The state track meet will wrap up today. Also on the schedule for today, there's baseball here on Post 7, 2-2 on the season. Go back on the road as they will be at Renner for a doubleheader today. And in Teener baseball, the Huron 16s at home as they're hosting Yankton. A couple of notes to pass along. Starting next week, the Huron Tigers Strength and Speed Camp, the summer workout sessions, will begin. The 8-week program is available for girls and boys entering grades 8 through 12 with a focus on speed development, strength, power, agility, and injury prevention. For the upcoming season, cost is $100 per student athlete. There's different sessions that the athlete can pick. And again, starts on Monday, June 2nd, runs through the end of July. For more information, contact Huron Tiger coaches Clayton Wallstrom, Carson Britzman, or Josh Lean. Huron Tiger boys basketball begins their summer basketball activities this week. Open gyms are set up on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. 4th through 8th grade boys, 7 till 8 at the middle school gym. High school boys, 8 till 9:30 again at the middle school gym. Individual workouts are scheduled for Tuesday and Thursday mornings between 8 and 11 at the middle school. For more information, contact Coach Tim Budenhagen, 605-350-6381. Late night baseball last night, in fact, came in a little bit into the early morning today. Twins opened up a weekend series with the Seattle Mariners, trailed the whole game till tying it in the ninth and winning it in the tenth. Best comeback win of the year for the Twins. With the recap, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, the Twins and the Mariners began a beautiful night in Seattle with identical records of 30 and 25, and a crowd of nearly 40,000 was on its feet early. Cal Raleigh and Randy Arozarena back-to-back home runs in the first inning for a 4-0 lead. But Zebby Matthews wouldn't go away, ended up going a career-high 7 innings and wouldn't give up another run. Twins got on the board with a Trevor Larnach home run in the fourth, one of 4 hits on the night for him. Brooks Lee knocked in a run to make it 4-2. Then Willie Castro a home run in the seventh to make it a 4-3 game. But Raleigh again in the eighth, a 2-run shot off his old roommate Cole Sands. It was a 6-3 lead, and on came Andres Munoz, who hadn't given up a run all year long. But with one on and two outs, Willie Castro's second home run made it a 1-run game. Buxton singled, stole second, scored on Larnach's RBI. We went to extra innings. And in extra innings, Carlos Correa, right out of the chute, jumped on the very first pitch. And Correa swings and drives one to deep left field. Arozarena looks up, and it's into the bullpen for a 2-run homer. If they didn't like him before, they really hate him now. Carlos Correa blasts the first pitch from Casey Legamina into the bullpen in left, and the Twins have roared all the way back, and they lead it 8-6. Start of an avalanche. One day after giving up 7 10-inning, 10th-inning runs, the Mariners give up 6 10-inning runs, and the Twins roll to a remarkable and memorable 12-6 victory over the Mariners on your home for Twins baseball.
Series continues, an evening game tonight, I guess mid-afternoon in Seattle. Pre-game at 5:30, first pitch at 6:15. The Twins and Mariners, Bailey Ober gets the start tonight here on KOKK. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll get our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell. Stock car racing on tap for next Thursday and Saturday, Wheel Jam 25. We'll hear from track announcer Ken Lindblad. Here on Tiger Girls Golf is sending two golfers to the state AA tournament, which starts on Monday. And we'll hear about the season from head coach Chris Rozelle. And finally, we'll get an update from the state track meet with Huron Tiger track and field coach Angie Thomas. That's your Dakota Sports Saturday show. Will be coming up at about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
It's our monthly update from the Norby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell, getting into the month of June now, and of course that means school is out and a lot of youth activities kicking off or have already kicked off. And Joey, we'll just start with that because really June, July into August, maybe your busiest time of the year because you have all ages there from kids all the way up through adults. Let's just concentrate. What are some of the youth activities now that are underway or getting underway?
Of course, Jeff. And like you said, it's a busy time of the year for us. We kind of kick off with a lot of different things. We still have spots in our day camp. If someone was in need of some child care this summer, go ahead and reach out. And that one just started this week. But coming up or moving forward, we have some youth basketball camps in June and in July. The first one is for pre-K through fourth grade. And that one is on June 9th and 10th. Again, registration is open. You can come in and register. You can register the day of. You can register online. So there's different options on that one. Again, it was pre-K through fourth grade, and that was June 9th and 10th. And then we have another basketball camp. We're calling it our Developing Hooper Basketball Camp, and that's fifth grade through eighth grade. And that one is on June 17th and 18th. Again, there's a session in June and in July, but the June 1, 17th and 18th, again, and it's 5th through 8th graders. And then lastly, for the sports stuff, I guess, we have a sports performance enhancement program we're going to run for 5th through 8th graders. That's boys and girls. And that one actually will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it starts June 3rd. So it's Tuesdays and Thursdays for 8 weeks, and we'll come and do just a sports performance enhancement. So a little bit of everything, some joint mobility, power mechanics, core stability. So getting their bodies able to perform better, run faster, and able to recover.
You know, and realistically, it's specifically built for that age as opposed to, say, a veteran high school athlete.
You're exactly right. Again, that program will be tailored exactly for those kids in that age group. It's not so much tailored for a certain sport, but it's more of, like I said, the mobility, getting the body to function properly, a lot of functional training stuff, and like I said, just getting their bodies to be able to perform better.
You know, and really any sport under the umbrella is probably there. I know you have people that come back each year to help out on individual sports. Haven Hines is one that comes to my thought right off the bat, and always good to see former athletes come back. But again, sports specific, you can fit a workout or training for anything.
Again, you're exactly right. It's a nice thing. We have former athletes that come back and help with these programs. You mentioned Haven Hines, Sarah Miner, which was former Carr, and then, Isabel Elwine works here. She was a basketball player and playing at Dakota Westland. It's cool to have these kids coming back and helping out and giving back a little bit of their time. And it can be exhausting working with younger kids, so it says a lot about them, too, and how they were raised. So being a part of the Huron community.
Then one other thing we'll go to kind of finish up here, what's available for the youth, and that is swimming lessons. Sounds like it's a really popular program. You are full for the month of June, but then after that, there are openings again, and registration is coming up for July.
Yes, exactly right. Very popular. The indoor pool is heated. The air is warm. So we have morning and evening lessons available, and that runs preschool through youth five. youth 5 and 6 lessons. Again, the June lessons are all pretty much filled up exactly like you mentioned, but registration for the July lessons is June 9th. And people, I mean, crazily enough, they start calling at 5:30 in the morning to get that spot. So payment's just necessary to hold the spot.
So it kind of caps off what we're talking about with youth, and of course all the other activities available. Of course, you have your regulars that come get their workouts, pickleball, anything like that as well. There's just so many options, of course, for adults. You know, just a busy time with the kids, but that doesn't mean you're not focusing on your regular routines for the adults as well.
Yes, you're exactly right. We offer numerous different classes, whether it's in the gym, on the aerobics floor. We have our new fitness area that's upstairs that we finished off that we've been using for Zumba and Pilates. But then also, you know, the swimming classes, different deals in the pool that offer a different option for people. And, you know, most recently, we just upgraded a bunch of our equipment. We got a new treadmill. We got two new bikes. We have 5 or 6 new strength machines. So, you know, it's an exciting time right now around here. That was literally just, you know, 10 days ago. We had all these things show up. It was almost Christmas in July.
Well, just wrap it up with this then. There's options for anybody of all ages. And for more information, well, there's several avenues, a plain old telephone call or a website, Facebook page. You have a lot of options.
You're exactly right. And if nothing else, you can always just stop by and you're passing by, stop in quick, ask some questions. It's good to put a face with a name. Yeah, there's different options, our Facebook, our websites, give us a call. Yeah, any way possible, you can reach out to us.
Joey Mitchell, Norby Center for Recreation, Executive Director, our monthly update on activities. Very busy now with all the youth activities in full gear with school out for the summer. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning, back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Stock car racing is Dakota State Fair Speedway gets set for their little mini schedule for this year. Ended up being rained out or weathered out last week, so didn't get the summer shakes with the sprints in. So two races coming up here with Wheel Jam next week. Thursday night, a regular night of racing, then Challenge Cup 23 a week from tonight. Racing both Thursday and Saturday next week will get underway at 7 o'clock. Talking with Ken Lindblad, longtime track announcer for Dakota State Fair Speedway. And Ken, I know it's kind of an abbreviated schedule again this year, just trying to find a way to keep racing alive. One way to do that, of course, see a good crowd out here for the Wheel Jam races, because after all, as I remember my history correctly, Wheel Jam kind of started with, well, we need races and work around it. Call the races and Challenge Cup, in this case, probably the anchor for the annual Wheel Jam event on the state fairgrounds.
Stock car racing has been the anchor. It was Orville Chenoweth. People forget about that, but it was Orville Chenoweth that got Wheel Jam started. He's the one that made the proposal. Him and the Backstreet Cruisers came together, said, we'll do the races, you guys do the car show, and we'll make a weekend out of it at the fairgrounds. Of course, then the trucks were added, and later on another car show in China, motorcycles, and and just all kinds of things going on there has made it really a premier weekend in Huron. But it was Orville that got this thing going, and this is part of the reason people say, you know, geez, Orville, why do you keep going? Well, Orville doesn't want to see racing die. Orville's going to be 76 this fall. People forget, you know, people don't go forever. Things start breaking down. Well, in Orville's case, fortunately, things don't break down. He can run circles around a 20-year-old. He's out there every night picking rocks. He doesn't have this huge crew. He's got Denny Schilling out there on the blade, doing that blade work and the packing and all of that, and one or two other guys that help him out a bit out there, but Orville's the backbone of this thing, and he got it started. He don't want to see it end. So if somebody step up, take over this racing program, and then Orv and I can go fishing.
We'll go specific now on those two Wheel Jam nights. The first one, the Thursday night on June 5th. Looks like that's more of your traditional race card, the normal classes that normally run up in this region.
Thursday, June 5th will be the only night that we run all of our classes with the exception of modifieds. And people say, why not modifieds? Well, modifieds are just not that many of them around anymore. So the modifieds have been left, but we still have the street stock, mid-mods, super stock, and, of course, those tri-state late models, and all sponsored. Special night again, Dakota Land Federal Credit Union. They've been with us for a long time on this event, but Dakota Land Federal Credit Union is special. Anniversary for them, 90 years in business. Can you believe that? 90 years Dakota Land this year. So we're very proud to have them along, and congratulations to them. But that's Wheel Jam Night, Wild Race Car Night, Thursday night, June 5th. That starts at 7 p.m.
Then Saturday's Challenge Cup, Challenge Cup 23. I had to think about it a second since he's got the Roman numerals in there, but always just a huge night with a lot of speed, a lot of fun.
That's why I always write it down in regular numbers, anything I got to look at, because I can't remember Roman numerals either. But it is Challenge Cup 23 already, and we just have one support class this year. The Wasota Mid Mods will be racing out there. But that one night, being Wheel Jam and everything, look for a pile of those little speedsters to be out there in the track. Of course, the tri-state late models, we could be looking at numbers up in the 30s and that, too, for a Saturday night event, $5,000 to win for those late models. So that extra dough is going to attract some cars in there. But that's all sponsored by Olympic Motor Sales. And if you've been under a rock, that's former Prostralos of here. But Olympic Motor Sales out there on board with us again. $5,000 to win Challenge Cup 23 during Wheel Jam June 7th.
I want to back it up here a bit now. You mentioned there a little bit ago about preparing the track, you know, and just all the work that goes into one night of racing. One night of racing is fine, but there's many nights of work that precede that, after that as well. You talked about grading the track, picking rock. You know, there's a lot of people that come out to work on race night, yourself with the announcing duties, flag man, people working the pits, people working concessions. There's a lot that goes into it.
Way more than one night, Jeff. Way more than one night. Orville's out there, bar none, every night of the week. And he started on this season, just the planning for the season was way back last winter. And then, of course, the actual physical on-track stuff started 2-3 weeks ago. He's out there blading. They put in new dirt. Has to get out there. Somebody's got to hang the flags. Somebody's got to get out there and pick every one of them pesky little rocks up, or it's going to come and hit you right in the head. And he's done that every night. When he's got nothing else to do, he's out there picking rocks. He's, not this year, but other years, he's painted the wall. I mean, there's things going out there. You don't realize Orville has taken almost every cent that he's made off of that place and put it right back into the facility. And it's not his.
Yeah.
It's a state facility. But he's orchestrated all that stuff. But it is. It's an everyday thing. There's people that think on a race night, the guy goes out there about 3 o'clock, dumps a couple trucks of water on, and we're done. That goes on every day. You water every day. He's over there someday. He used to go to the races in, say, Miller or someplace on a Friday night, Aberdeen, and he'd come home 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd be out there on the water truck, watering the racetrack. People never see him there, but he's there every day.
And this goes back to the fact Orville is officially retired as a race promoter, but he's doing these little seasons here at 5 with the hopes that somebody will pick up the baton and resume with a full racing schedule in Huron. And, of course, he's there to help him out, but somebody needs to step up and do it.
For the right person, the right eager person with deep enough pockets, let's admit it, he'd be willing to help him. I mean, he'd help him out any way he possibly could to get this thing going. But he really, really does want to see racing going. And it's all about the community. If you ask him first and foremost, why are you still doing this? He says, I'm doing it for Huron. He's a Huron person, born and raised, and he's concerned about the future. He's concerned, where's Wheel Jam going to be? You're going to have a Wheel Jam out there with trucks and a few cars on display. There's people that show up for the whole weekend just for the races. They come in on Wednesday, get all set up in their campground, go to the races Thursday and Saturday, go home on Sunday. He doesn't want to see all that, and none of us do, but nothing's forever. I mean, my God, I remember old people that used to be 75, 76, and now I are one.
Ken Lindblad, track announcer at Dakota State Fair Speedway in Huron. The Wheel Jam race is coming up next Thursday and a week from tonight for Challenge Cup as well. 7 o'clock green flag drops both nights, Thursday and Saturday. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk here on Tiger Girls Golf with head coach Chris Rozelle. Tigers preparing for the AA State Tournament to wrap up their season on Monday and Tuesday in Sioux Falls. Played in the ESD this past Tuesday in Brandon, although did not field a complete team, but do have two state qualifiers in Olivia Purinton and Taylor Sorbin, and we'll get to that here coming up. But first off, Coach, when we talked here earlier in the spring, you talked about, you know, we took last year off and just played JV with the idea we're going to come back, start playing varsity again. And obviously this year you did play varsity, did field a full team in a few tournaments, but bottom line, you knew this was rebuilding.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like you said, we just played JV last year, and I think, you know, starting from the beginning of the year, I think it paid off just with the familiarity of how meets are run and what to do when you get there and then how to react as you play. So I think it was a good move last year just to go JV, and I think the girls were a lot more comfortable this year.
And as I said, you did have two state qualifiers as well. Taylor Sorbin, an eighth grader. Olivia Purinton, a sophomore. I know Taylor Sorbin, she's been your high scorer for most meets this year, if not all of them. And you're telling me 2 years ago, I got a sixth grader coming up. That's going to be good. Well, that was Taylor Sorbin. And obviously that puts a little bit on her, even though she's just an eighth grader.
Yeah, you know, she's proven me right, I guess. She's a go-getter. Coming into the year, During the winter months in our simulator, she struggled hitting the ball, but a few weeks into the season, she started making good contact about every swing, and she's kind of been doing that all year long. With her, it just comes down to course management, where you want to miss on the course, and if you get into trouble, get out of trouble quickly, and when you get on the green, then stay below the hole so you don't putt so many times, and she's trying to learn all that. So I kind of help her out throughout the round, but with a young player like that, she just got to get those rounds in and learn those mistakes. She's just right there right now, I think right there, meaning getting under a 90. So I'll hopefully she can get a good practice round in coming up at State and do that over the state tournament.
Then Olivia Purrington, she's maybe your biggest surprise of this season. You know, when we first visited, you thought, well, Taylor's got a good shot of making state. I don't know about anybody else. Well, Olivia just kind of took it upon herself and got herself qualified. And, you know, if you get there, anything can happen.
Yeah, I agree. She, you know, last year proved she can. She's one where she doesn't get into trouble all that much and doesn't waste a lot of strokes. And, you know, a 105 average this year is what we needed at state. And she just kind of had that in her mind and just always tried to be under that this year, and she, I think, accomplished her goal.
You know, so those two will represent the Tigers at State. Paige Sharon was your third varsity golfer, your only senior. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to make that qualifying standard. But, you know, I think if I remember right, when we visited earlier this spring, you said Paige's biggest obstacle is probably herself. She's just a little too hard on herself. But on the other hand, she was great in leading the young golfers as a senior.
Yeah, you're definitely right there. This year at the awards show, I gave her the Tiger Award, and she was definitely worthy of that because she's just kind of a good person to be around, a good teammate to have, and she went out and practiced this year. And one of probably my most frustrating parts with her is her not taking her this year to state. When her swing is so nice, she hits it good, and she – in practice, and then she gets in a meet, and again, like you said, she gets to thinking too much, and somewhere along the line and in a round, she sabotages herself and gets into trouble and just can't get out of it sometimes. But she was a great leader for us this year, and I sure wish she could have qualified for state this year, because not only is she a good golfer, but she's, you know, a good person to be around, and the other golfers really like her, so it's going to be hard to see her go, but this is just the way it goes sometimes.
So now you prepare for state in Sioux Falls, and I guess first thing at the top of things is Aberdeen. You know, they won ESD by 22 strokes this past Tuesday, and there's some good teams in the ESD. Aberdeen, they just been dominating no matter where they go.
Yeah, they're a machine this year. They got, you know, five solid golfers. Of course, you score four, so they always have that luxury if someone's off on a particular day. They have that fifth golfer that will come through for them. So they got a solid top three. You know, like Olivia Braun was one under par. You just don't see that very often, especially in girls' golf. So, and then their other two could compete with Olivia in every round they go to. So they generally have three golfers in the top ten. It's going to come down who's runner up. I think Mitchell's a solid team too. Has kind of been behind them all year, and those two are probably top two in the state.
And as far as the two girls for the Huron Tigers, basically it's kind of an experience thing. Again, an eighth grader and a sophomore playing on a course that they're probably going to see for the first time tomorrow on Sunday for the practice round. Then after that, you know, familiarity is kind of part of it. And experience as much as anything for our girls.
Correct. You know, just kind of, in my mind, a building process. Last year we were all JV. This year we went to these meets. Well, taking a couple girls to state, learning that experience, and hopefully it becomes natural and familiar to them and to the girls that follow them as the years progress.
And as looking ahead here, again, trying to build the program back. Of course, we had a state champion and a top five player 2 years ago. But you knew this start over. I remember, I think it was the COVID year when I visited you, and you said you had some concerns because there just wasn't a lot of girls coming up. It sounds like you do have some younger girls interested anyway. Just need to get them out on the course. I know the courses here in town are doing what they can to help keep girls and boys, for that matter, interested as well. So, you know, hopefully we, you know, it's going to have to start from ground level, but build it back up.
Yeah, we got a good group of young girls that, as far as their scores, aren't too good right now, but you know, they're kind of becoming addicted to golf, and hopefully we can see them out there this summer. Ben Drought out at Broadland is very pro helping kids out. He gives them deals, if not letting them do things for free throughout the summer. If you're on our team, so he's a great advocate for golf, not only just in Huron here, but I think for the surrounding teams. I noticed there was a lot of other teams out there practicing this spring. So Ben's a great advocate for youth golf, and hopefully our girls can take advantage of that.
Chris Rozelle, head coach here on Tiger Girls Golf, as they head two girls, Olivia Purinton, Taylor Sorbin, will be headed to Sioux Falls and get a practice round in tomorrow, and then State AA Girls Golf Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back on Dakota Sports on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And Hines to pass. Rolls to the right under some pressure. He'll keep it, has some room. 35, 30, 25, down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstadt back sets. The hit for Schimpke through the block. Tigers win in four. Schimpke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
3-2-1. Yes! Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers. The Huron Tigers are
brought to you by... Back wrapping things up here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Track and field, Huron Tiger track and field coach Angie Thomas joins us here. Tigers in the final day of the state track meet, as is everybody else, got underway Thursday at Howard Wood in Sioux Falls. Tigers have had one place winner so far, and that was Izzy Kramer in the girls' discus yesterday. We'll get to Izzy coming up, but I guess first off, Angie, just talk about the state track meet as a total. Everybody's been in Sioux Falls. They've had good weather. They've had some good times, some good distances for the Tigers. Just couldn't quite pull that trigger outside of Izzy to get a place winner to this point.
Yeah, we have. We couldn't ask for better weather than what we've had this weekend. And, you know, we came in here, we didn't have a lot of the top times or top throws coming in. But I will say, other than we did have a baton get knocked out of the hand of Chloe Carr in the 4x8 on her second lap, so we were a little disappointed in our 4x8 time, but you can't control that. A girl was just passing her and happened to hit her hand just right, and the baton flew out of her hand. So we've had a few mishaps like that, but, you know, overall, our girls 4x1 ran a season best. We came in at 15th, and I think we ended up in 12th, and that had a couple seniors on it, Cameron Ruth Steyer, Ava Wambach, Reagan Bischoff, and then Zaniah Lanier was our other senior that was on that. So, I mean, the things that have gone on, I think they've performed their best, and that's what I told them. I go, just get out there, do your best, have fun, enjoy it, and be competitive, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, as I mentioned, Isabel Kramer's Izzy Kramer did get fourth in the girls' discus, and, you know, just a sophomore, so got a bright future in front of her. But she kind of goes back to the end of last season where she popped up and got second in the ESD as a freshman a year ago, and she just kind of built on it since then.
Yeah, and Izzy's been ranked. Well, she was ranked top 8 in the state for a really long time throughout the season, and then it wasn't until probably the last few meets that she kind of dropped down to maybe that 12th, 15th spot. I can't remember for sure what she was ranked going into today, but she was in the second flight. And when we were over there watching her, she threw, 111, which is a good throw. It was a good, solid throw, but she was disappointed because she knew she had more in her. And I went over to watch the 200s because I had Zaniah Lanier and Ava Wambach and then Thackeray Hansen were running the open too. So I went back over to the track portion and was watching the track, and I got a text from Coach Veltoff. She's like, Izzy made the finals. So as soon as Thackeray was done, we went back over there, and I got there in time to watch her throw 117 feet, 8 inches, and that moved her from the 8th position up to the 3rd position, where she stayed until a girl threw an inch farther than her to drop her down to 4th. So she was very consistent in the finals. She started out with that 117.8, and then I think she threw 115 and 114. So she was ecstatic, and I think that's proof, too, that you never give up. You never, lose hope, I guess, especially in the field events. You just never know when someone can pop one off. And like I said, the 117.8, that's her season best. It's still a foot under, maybe not quite a foot under her PR, but yeah, what a great, great moment for Izzy. She's worked so hard and only a sophomore, like you said, so a couple more years left.
And a few other good efforts there, just fell a little short of getting up on the stand there. Need to be in the top 8 to a medal and be all state. And like I said, there's a few that got close there, but at the end of the day, Double A is strong everywhere, and now with T area, there's 20 teams in Double A.
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely growing, and I've heard in the next couple years that Sioux Falls Christian is going to be moving up to Double A. So if that's true, we're going to be up to 21. The competition just keeps getting stronger and stronger, and we were talking, throughout the season, Coach Sarda, who is our long and triple jump coach, 16 feet would have gotten you into state. I mean, now it's above that even gets you into the state meet. So, I mean, the bar just keeps being pushed higher and higher, and that's okay. We just need to keep up with that and be more competitive. And I think we do have a handful of athletes that are willing to put in the time and the work and do that, but we need more than just a handful, because when we compete, even at the ESD level, when we're competing against these other schools, they have 10 Thackeray Hansons and some that are better, and 10 Zaniah Lemiers and Ava Wambachs and Izzy Kramer. We really have to compete harder than some of these other schools if we want to be competitive. And I think, like I said, we have a handful of kids that know that and they have the right mindset for it. And then as coaches, I guess we need to do a better job of instilling that work ethic and mindset in them, as far as, hey, we can be competitive. We just need to work a little bit harder, and we just have to be willing to put in the effort.
Talking with Angie Thomas, head track and field coach here on Tigers, wrapping up the season today at the state track meet. Really, one event left for the Tigers, and that's the girls' javelin today. Be interesting what happens there, because javelin, really, since that became a sanctioned event here a couple of years back, that's been a strength for the Huron Tigers.
It really has. Coach Hartman has done a great job with our javelin athletes, and, the boys threw right away on Thursday when we got here. Kobe Hofer, senior, he threw his second farthest throw of the season. He threw 152 feet 5. It wasn't enough to place or get him into finals, but really he did not feel bad about the way he performed. He threw great. Jeremy Hofer is his little brother, is a sophomore, and he's our current school record holder he kind of has been, his steps haven't been down recently, but, you know, he still threw 130 feet. Now, had Kobe thrown 152 feet a few years ago when we introduced this, this would have been maybe the winning mark a few years ago. But, I mean, now kids are getting into 170s, 180s. So it's definitely growing. Coach Hartman is doing a great job of recruiting. We have a lot of athletes that are in practice over there throwing. The girls' side, I believe we have qualified all three of our top three girls every year since javelin has been a state event for us. And this year, Hilton Hines is going in ranked second. Allie Davis, I believe, is in the top nine. And then Maggie Storm PR'd at Windlegas. Well, they all three PR'd at Windlegas, and Hilton Hines broke the school record again. So they're just getting better, and then that's what you want at the state meet. So this morning at 9 o'clock, they'll be throwing javelin, and again, they all three have the potential to throw big throws. So it'll be exciting to watch them this morning.
And we'll just wrap it up with this. I think you've mentioned just about all the seniors anyway, but just kind of run down the list. A short list of seniors this year, I think you believe five. That's a number we need to build up. I know track sometimes with spring senioritis and stuff can be tough, but just need to have kids stay with it and give credit. These athletes did.
They really did. And, you know, when I talked about, you know, having that work ethic and work hard. The one thing that I didn't mention was how many of our athletes are doing multiple sports, in fact, right now. So when I go through the list of seniors, we have Thackeray Hansen, track guy. He also did football, but right now track is his main focus. Cameron Ruthsteyer, she track girl. Zaniya Lanier, track girl, she's going up to SMSU to run next year. Then we get into Kobe Hofer, who also is a baseball player. So he puts in his time both at track practice and baseball. And then Bubba Peterson, he came up to run the 4x4 and couldn't come up with the team on Thursday because Thursday night, he actually came here with the baseball team and caught two games against, I believe, Sioux Falls Jefferson. So Thursday night.
And just overall, you know, that these kids, you know, that's tough managing your time when you're out for two sports at the same time. Bubba Peterson, really a four-speed athlete, as a four-sport athlete, as is Kobe Hofer. You know, there's lessons to be learned from these kids.
Yeah, they just proved that time management, I'm going to shout out to their parents. I mean, their parents play a big role in that, too, that they're willing to get their boys to wherever they need to be, and it takes time out of their, you know, they have to have good time management as well. Like I said, Bubba wasn't able to ride the bus up here because he had baseball games that he was committed to play, and then his parents got him to the state meet yesterday, and he was able to get warmed up with the team and ran the 4x4 for us. So, you know, yeah, case in point right there, you can do both. It's hard, you know, it's much harder, but I don't want to take anything away from those boys either. So when I talk about a work ethic and having the right mindset and needing to work harder and being a more fierce competitor, we have it. And Bubba Peterson and Kobe Hofer are just two examples of, you know, you can do two sports. It's harder, but it can be done. Jeremy Hofer, Kobe's little brother, plays baseball. Anderson Porish, who's a sophomore, he threw discus for us at state. Last year as a freshman he made it, and he made it as a sophomore and had a nice throw. He did a great job, but he's another one that he's in baseball. He runs track. I know he does some basketball stuff. So, you know, as a track coach, I would love to just have these athletes do track, but I'm also not oblivious to the fact that they have other loves, and I'm willing to work around those things, and I just pray that the other sports that they're in, that they give me the same consideration.
Angie Thomas, head coach here on Tiger Track and Field, wrapping up the season today at the State Track and Field Meet in Sioux Falls. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the Top 5 Countdown. From the dusty old rodeo trail, here's your host, Monty James.
We are locked and loaded with a fresh set of standings as the summer rodeo season kicks into high gear. Couple of big rodeos looming on yonder horizon. Cherokee Pro Rodeo goes down in the cornfields of Iowa May 29th through the 31st. Then the Sandhills Ranch Expo Extreme Rough Stock Challenge June 18th and 19th in Bassett, Nebraska. Last year's epic clash garnered over 40 million views on social media. Then Nebraska Land Days and the famous Buffalo Bill or Tatanka Willie Rodeo and Party at North Platte, Nebraska. Producer Big D is a big dog on putting on that incredible event. We will see you there.
Max here with the Sioux Steel Company. Cattle prices are at all-time highs, and now is the time to invest in your farming or ranching operation with Sioux Steel working systems, mineral and hay feeders, and our famous lifetime guaranteed gates. We're a fifth-generation family-owned business and have been serving American agriculture since 1918. Find your nearest Sioux Steel livestock dealer at SiouxSteel.com. That's www.SiouxSteel.com.
Upgrade and invest in your ranching or farming operation with lifetime guaranteed gates from the Sioux Steel Company.
Park it now as we present the top five at each event in the world of pro rodeo. Big D, lock it down, and let's get it on.
Don't touch it. We'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
You bet you. In the Bears, Texans Bradley Miller and Rockstar Steiner Uno Dos. Utah's Dean Thompson Trace. Nebraskan Garrett Shadwell Quattro. Wisconsin's Nick Pelkey kicking back Del Fivo.
Will you speak English, please?
Bulldog in Big Old Tucker Allen Acali number one. Oregonian Jesse Brown Shotgun. Texan Holden Myers holding the three card. Will Loomis of Old Miss and Dalton Massey. Knife fight for 4-5. Come on now. Team Roping Headers. Derek Begay, B number one. That Tomlinson, Eggman, Smith, and Aguilera on the heels. Coulter Todd of Arizona in front of the back. Then Graves, Lord, Payne, and Thorpe. There you go.
Is this for risky?
Santa Brown busting the flying right. Bruce, Ryder, and Statler go 1-4. Dawson Hay of Alberta, number two. Kate Bruno of Idaho. And New Mexican Zach Dallas chilling like villains, 3-5.
I think people want to hear that.
TDR, tight on top of roping, calf roping. It is what it is. Riley Webb, Shad Mayfield, Kincaid Henry, Ty Harris, and Kyle Lucas run 1-5. Respect. Pop your barrels. Cass Mowry, Britt Poto, Andrea Buzz, B and Trisha Aldridge, all of Texas, 1-4-5. Megan Sprague of Idaho, sandwiched in the three hole.
Bye, 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 girl. Bye.
Toro Twistin, man's game, brother. Wacy Shaw of Oklahoma is the man. Oregonian TJ Gray, number two. Kristen Hutchings of Idaho and Stetson Wright run 3-4. South Dakota's Mason Moody, number five in the spin cycle.
Party's over.
Rock this show. I am out. Much love to DiscountWesternWear.com, Sioux Steel Company, and Purple Wave Auction. On behalf of my esteemed colleague, Big D, and the Air Force at this blowtorch, Monty James for America's Top 5 Countdown. Outski. In these days of consolidation, conglomerations, and giant corporate-owned dealerships, it's nice to see farm and ranch family-owned Premier Equipment expanding. See their impressive New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com or visit their hometown locations in Eureka, Battle, Huron, Mowbridge, Isabel, and now Sturgis. Bill Linscove started this outfit in 1951, and now four generations later, they are still going strong and getting stronger. Parts counter is open, and the coffee is always on at the six Premier Equipment New Holland locations. Hit PremierEQSD.com.
Chance for showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 83. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 87. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Keeping you country company, Dakota Country, KOKK Huron.
Meteorologist Adam Rutt.
It's time for...